This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
This is Let's Talk Horses on the RFD Radio Network. I'm Jason Vance. Joining me is Karen Waite, an Extension Equine Specialist at Michigan State University. Karen, what are some of the core vaccines recommended by the American Association of Equine Practitioners?
The core vaccines are, at this time, Eastern and Western equine encephalitis, rabies, tetanus, and West Nile virus. And the reason that those particular diseases are identified as core is that those diseases are either virulent or highly infectious, and they pose a risk of severe disease or death to the horse, or they have some potential public health significance. So those diseases that I just mentioned are really things that horse owners should take a look at vaccinating their horses for.
So what should horse owners consider when deciding when and what to vaccinate for?
It really depends on their area of the country and the diseases that are particularly prevalent in that area. Just as an example, it may be that areas that are extremely dry don't have to worry as much about things like Potomac horse fever, which is caused by aquatic insects. So it really depends on where you are. In Michigan, we don't worry about vaccinating for mosquito-borne illnesses like Triple E or that sort of thing in the fall because it gets cold and we don't have mosquitoes. But you really would want to do that twice a year if you were in Florida, where mosquitoes are a concern year-round. So it really depends on the disease itself. You need to work with your veterinarian to discuss what's prevalent in your area and how big a concern it is for your animal in that area, and consider where you might travel as well. So if I took my Michigan horses to Florida in December, I should certainly be considering boosting for encephalitic diseases.
Most of the vaccines, it's not one of the deals where you can vaccinate and you're done, right?
That's correct. And there are more and more people asking questions about over-vaccination of horses and other animals, and are we vaccinating too much? But we do know that for encephalitic diseases in general, that if you don't boost for those annually, you are running a risk of exposing your horse to a potentially fatal illness. So unless you are willing to spend the money to evaluate how well protected it is annually, most people just make the decision to continue to vaccinate. I would say horse owners should not just stop vaccinating because they're putting their horses at risk.
Many horse owners are concerned about over-vaccination. What are some of the other reasons that horse owners choose not to vaccinate?
I think it varies from horse owner to horse owner. The big concern I hear is concerns about over-vaccinating and potential threats to the horse's health there, although I think from a risk management perspective, it's a bigger risk not to vaccinate. Other people may have financial concerns, choose not to vaccinate because of the economics of it. Still other people maybe just forget because they get busy. You may have some people who have horses that they have been unable to handle or catch very successfully. So those horses may not get vaccinated, but vaccinations and halter breaking and all of those sorts of things are definitely criteria of responsible horse ownership. So if you have a horse, you should be able to make some prudent vaccination decisions about it.
Something that I've heard mentioned is the fact that the whole vaccination hesitancy in humans is kind of carrying over to the horse industry with some horse owners. Can you speak to that?
That's a pretty broad topic from what I can gather and from what I've read. People are concerned about vaccines potentially causing autism in humans, but there have been hundreds of studies that have disproven that. And there was one particular study that turned out to be faulty after the fact that was touted quite highly by a celebrity, and now it's considered gospel. So I think people really ought to be very cautious with respect to believing everything they hear or read on the internet, and take a good hard look at what the science really says, which is that, at least at this point, vaccines probably don't cause autism in humans, and the risk to not vaccinating your horse for certain diseases is much higher than the risk of what might happen as a result of over-vaccination.
Karen, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Karen Waite, an Extension Equine Specialist at Michigan State University. She's been our guest on Let's Talk Horses. Thank you so much for listening, and please tune in next time for another edition of Let's Talk Horses.